We're at the end of Hodu, right before Mizmor Lesoda, by the pasuk Har Einu Hashem Chasdecha V'Yesh Acha Titen Lanu. Har Einu Hakadosh Baruch Hu. These are two pasukim now, where we're asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu to show us that our tefillos were answered. And these pasukim are found in Tehillim Mizmor Pehei. We're asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu to show us. Har'enu, show us those that show us that said these previous psukim, those that yearn towards you, the ones that said nafshenu chikta la'Hashem, those that were waiting for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that were yearning for Him. Show us chasdecha. We want to see your chesed. He doesn't say send us your chesed. Doesn't say give us your chesed. Doesn't say do chesed for us. The chesed's already there. We know that it's there already, but it's hidden. Let us see it. Give us the understanding and the wisdom and the heart to be able to see that the chesed is there and how you're helping us. Let us be able to be zochah to see the chesed that's in front of us right now, because then we'll feel closer to you. That itself will be a kiddush Hashem when the world sees your chesed. So give us that ability to be able to see it. V'yeshacha titen lanu. Give us your Yeshua in a final and a permanent way, lanu, only to us. In other words, we don't want it to be that sometimes the Goyim have your Yeshua, sometimes we have your Yeshua, that it goes up and down. Yeshacha titen lanu, give it to us, only to us, and let it be in a permanent and forever way, that it stays with us, the Yeshua. Titen is like a matana. We're not saying that we deserve it. We're asking for you to give us your Yeshua as a present and in a permanent way. Kuma Hashem, kuma ezra salanu, ufdenu laman chasdecha. Stand up and send your help to us. Uvdinu redimas leman chazdecha. So what's this lashon of kuma? Stand up. So Rav Schwab says that as if we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stand up and pay more attention and bring the fulfillment of our hopes. Stand up and focus more on making this happen, so to speak. Or another pshat on kuma, Avigdor Miller, he says kuma as if stand up, meaning when somebody's running the show from behind the scenes in a hidden kind of way. So it's as if they're lying down because we don't really see them. When they stand up, all of a sudden, it demands everybody's attention. Everybody sees that, oh, wow, somebody was lying down over there. Now they're standing up. We see them. So kuma, Kodesh Baruch Hu, stand up. Let us start to see how you're running the show and that you're behind everything. As Rasalana, by sending your help to us. When Kodesh Baruch Hu helps the Jewish people, everybody knows that that's Yad Hashem. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing up and showing himself in this world when he sends miracles to the Jewish people. Well, Schwab says, Ezrasa, there's the word Ezer, but Ezrasa is a weaker form of Ezer. Ezer is like full help. Ezrasa is less. Why would we say send this lesser form of help? Because he says, the Pshat is, that we've said in previous Pesukim that when a person has bitachon in Hashem, that brings about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills that which he has bitachon in. So we've done our part in having bitachon and trusting that you will save us. So now you do your part, your other half of the help, as Rasa, your other half, because we did our half of having bitachon in you, and send us that help. Ufdenu leman chasdecha. Rav Miller points out that only an owner of something could redeem it. Anybody else would have to buy it or acquire it. So we're saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu is your owner. We really belong to you from the beginning. But because we sinned, you allowed us to become subjugated by the Goyim. Come back, our owner, and redeem us. Leman chasdecha. Uvdenu, come redeem us back to you, our real owner. Leman chasdecha. And the Sefer Aras HaTfila, redeeming the Jewish people would mean punishing the Goyim instead of us. Meaning, take our punishment. When you redeem something, right, you remove, let's say, the Kedusha from one place and put it on another place. So our punishments that we still require, redeem them onto the Goyim in order that you can now save us. Now this next pasuk, which is in Tehillim Pei Aleph, which is Shir Shayom HaChamishi, this next pasuk is as if to say Hashem's response to all that we just asked for. That we just asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send us your chesed, send us your Yeshua. So now it's as if we're showing, here's Hashem's response from Tehillim Pei Aleph. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, hama'alcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, harchev picha va'amal ehu. I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, your God, that I lifted you up out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Wide and open your mouth, and I'll fill it up. So, sometimes the pasuk refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu as being motzi us from Eretz Mitzrayim, taking us out of Mitzrayim. Sometimes it says in the pasuk Hamalcha that He lifts us up out of Mitzrayim, because two things happen. First of all, He physically removed us; He saved us from being subjugated and being tortured by the Egyptians, but also spiritually He raised us up, because we were on the 49th level of Tumah, and when He took us out of Mitzrayim, He raised us up, Hama'alcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, which itself was maybe even a greater miracle, that He took us down from the lowest of depth and raised us up when He took us out of Mitzrayim. Anochi, where Victor Miller says, why doesn't it say Ani? Ani Hashem Elokecha Malcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What's Anochi? Anochi is like an added emphasis, and He's saying, I am not a shaliach. I didn't take you out through anybody else. It was Me directly. And I, you who know Me already from previous things that I've done for you, that one, Hashem Elokecha Malcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So even when the situation seems bleak and impossible, and even when you seem to feel completely undeserving of being taken out because you're on the 49th level of Tumah, but remember, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that I elevated you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, so it could happen again. And the impossible happened, and I gave you way more than you ever would have thought that you were going to receive. When Klal Yisrael cried out inside to Hashem Mitzrayim, they weren't asking for Kriyas Yamsuf, and they weren't asking for the Esar Makos. They were asking, get me out of this situation. And He did way more than they even asked for. So you see from over here, Harchev Picha V'Amalayu, you could widen your mouth and ask for as much as you possibly want, and I will fill that up. According to Harchev Picha, widen open your mouth, and I'll fill it up, and I can give you everything. I can give you even the impossible, like I did when I took you out of Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun, says that this pasuk, widen your mouth, is actually referring to Divrei Torah, meaning widen your mouth with Torah learning. And that, in fact, is how the Targum on Tehillim explains this pasuk. The Targum says, open your mouth, bepitgame oraisa, with words of Torah, and then I'll fill it up with everything good. Va'amal'ehu mechol tov. I'll fill it up with everything good. You fill your mouths with Torah learning, and then I'll fill it up with everything good. Just like when they left Mitzrayim. So why did Kachol do all those miracles? He was coming to give him the Torah. And these people that only 49 days earlier, 50 days earlier, they were on the lowest level of Tumah. So now they had to receive the Torah. So you see, if you just, I could raise you up out of the Mitzrayim that you're in and fill you up with Torah. So when you ask for Kachol to give you Torah, it's despite whatever level that you're on, you're asking Him to raise you up and give you that Torah. And now we're concluding, and we're saying a pasuk from Tehillim, Kuf Mem Dalid. Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Lokav. We're now rejoicing in the fact, we're recognizing that we're fortunate is the nation, that it's like this for them. That everything that we just said in Tanah is like this for them, that we put our trust in Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we know that He's going to save us, that He gives us way beyond whatever it is that we deserve and could raise us up from the lowest level of Tumah. Fortunate is an entire nation, not just individuals, but He does it to the entire nation. Shekach alo, that this is what happens to them. Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. There's a pasuk in Devarim, Perek Dalet, which says, Kimi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. What other great nation is there that Hashem is so close to them? Kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Like Hashem that's there for us whenever we call out to Him. In other words, one of the ways that we see how fortunate we are as a nation is how when we call out to Hashem, Hashem is always there for us. And that's what we're saying over here. Ashrei Am Shekach alo, that it's like that for a nation, that it's like that Harchev Picha V'Amalayu, that when we open our mouths to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gives us that which we're davening for. We're fortunate for that. That's similar to the message in that pasuk in Dvarim Perek Dalet. Kacha, it says in Maseches Yuma, Daf Hei, Kacha is a lesson of Miyut. It's coming to exclude something. So saying Kacha, it's only like this. This is that this is the only real hatzlacha. This is the only real success. Rav Avigdor Miller says that kachalo, that this happens to us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, that he gives us the Torah, in light of that, there is no other success, there is no other benefit or pleasure in the world when we're zochet to be able to have that. In the Sidur Gra, he says like this. In this pasuk, we see that like there's three components to having complete bitachon, and Davin HaMelech, we're expressing that we're trying to have those three components to show complete bitachon in Hashem. I don't fully understand the middle one, but I'll tell you what he says. When you had complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time that you were suffering, you had full trust in Hashem. Yagel libi b'shua secha. Even on the day of the Yeshua, you still put your full trust and tefillah only to Hashem and not to anyone else. And if right after when you receive the Yeshua, you remember it and you didn't forget that He's the one that gave it to you and you only thank Him and you fully rejoice in what He just did for you, Ashir al Hashem. You sing to Hashem, that shows that that's complete bitachon that we're trying to express over here in this pasuk. That's what it says in the Sidur Gra. Va'ani, why do we start with the word va'ani and me? Most of the world doesn't put their bitachon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Most of the world and us, we definitely our natural tendency is to be like this too. We put our trust in ourselves, in the work of our own hand, in other people's favors, in other things outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever we do put our trust in Hashem, we're being an individual. We're going against the tide. That's why we start off with Va'ani and me, because it's something that we have to do on our own, not go after what the world, the message of the world. When we trust in Hashem, the trust has to be coming from the fact that we know that Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the greatest chesed eternally towards us. Not just, oh, I trust in Hashem because I'm told to trust in Hashem. You need to be aware of the fact that He has eternal chesed, that He's the source of all good. So it's also, it makes sense to put our complete bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'anib b'chastacha b'tachti. B'tachti is written in Lashon Avar, in past tense, because we're saying that our nation always, this is where we put our bitachon in, and this always was the correct thing to do, and always worked out at the end of the day, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. V'anib b'chastacha b'tachti throughout all the generations of the centuries, since Avraham Avinu. Yagel libi b'shua secha. My heart will rejoice with your Yeshua. So actually, Rav Avigdor Miller says Yagel is in the tense of the present tense, about constant present tense. I'm already, my heart is always rejoicing over the Yeshua that I know you're going to send. In other words, it's not that I rejoice only when the Yeshua comes. My heart is always rejoicing, even now, over the Yeshua, because I'm confident that Yeshua is going to come. Yagel, I'm always rejoicing. Libi, my heart, because it's not something that I see. In front of me, I might look at the Yeshua is delaying to come, but my lave, internally, I contemplate and I realize and understand that Yeshua is coming, and I recognize it so much that I'm already, Yagel, rejoicing right now. The Mavam says that, different pshat, Gila is a type of rejoicing when a sudden good piece of news comes that you weren't expecting. So that's what we're hoping for, that Yagel Libi B'Shua Secha. I want a sudden, like, shocking Yeshua to come. Ashira La Hashem Ki Gama Alai. Already now, Ashira, the letter Aleph is put there to show that it's happening already now. I sing to Hashem now already, Ki Gamal Alai, because in my eyes, I know He already gave to me the Yeshua. Okay, we'll finish this pasuk up next time. Okay.